I'd like to call this meeting to order if I could. We need a roll call, please. Present.
Christopher Keckler, excused. Dan Clement.
Oh, here. I thought you said a different last name.
Dave Clemish.
No, I'm here. Dan Clemish, not here. Dave Clemish is here.
Okay. William Mills.
Isn't here.
Cindy Schwab.
Here.
Rock Williamson.
Here.
Jim Bandera.
Here.
Roll call complete, Madam Clerk.
Thank you. Your packet, we had minutes of our meeting back, we haven't met since October 3rd, 2017. If you've read them, is there any additions or corrections to those meeting minutes?
Move approval of the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is citizens' comments. Does anyone want to make a comment? Hearing none, our next is Director of Public Works report.
Madam Chair, members of the Park Commission, just one quick update. In Brookside Gardens Park, we were able to acquire a grant with the Kenosha Realtors Association. So the grant had to go through the Realtors Association. It was for, I believe, close to $5,000. We purchased some park equipment. The realtors had a chilly day in November. We put the equipment together, and now it's actually available for use for the residents on there. So, and if you remember back in the day, that's where the Springbrook Innovation Center was, the Manutronics. Back probably 5 years ago, the village acquired it. We got a grant to take the facility down, make it some open park space, and now we were actually able to build a playground in there. So it's really been a nice transformation for the community, and it is complete. So I would encourage you, if you have a chance to get to Springbrook Gardens Park, located just a little bit north of Springbrook Road between 26th and 24th Avenue. And that's all I have this evening, Madam Chair.
Okay, great. Under new business, Eagle Scout Project?
This evening we do have a Eagle Scout proposal from Mr. Matthew Hupp, troop number 583. And I will have him come up and talk about his project.
Great.
Matthew.
Good evening. My name is Matthew Hupp. My name is Matthew Hupp. I'm from Troop 583 from Kenosha. And today I'd like to present my Eagle Scout project of the improvement of the archery range at the Recplex. I chose to do this project because I am a bow hunter and I enjoy shooting archery, and I have been shooting at this range for many years now. My dad takes me to this range when we have time, and I would like to improve the range so more people can go shoot and more people can enjoy it just as much as I do.
Terrific. Can you tell us a little bit about what you want to do with the, how you want to improve the archery?
I would like to realign the bail targets that are already there to so that they're aligned straight with the yardage markers, and I would also like to implant new yardage markers at 10, 20, 30, and 40 yards. And then I would like to build two new target stands, one that is open for people who bring 3D targets, such as animals, as deer, and then a target with a platform on it for people who bring block targets that they can set their targets on, and they can be elevated above the ground.
Terrific.
Can you talk about how you're going to use your volunteers? How you're going to find and organize and put them to work?
I plan to get my volunteers from my family, friends, and my troop members, and have them help by building all the stands and installing them and helping dig holes and marking all where the yardage markers need to go and where the stands need to go and also where the benches need to go.
In our packets, it looks like it shows that you have some fundraising ideas to help get the funds needed. And it looks like a pretty good detail for your project phases. Looks like you thought it out really well about you were going to do and your safety hazards and safety gear. I was really impressed that you incorporated the safety involved in there because, you know, it could be hazardous, and I think you did a really good job on that.
Thank you.
Some of the pictures on what he wants to do is on after this.
These are some pictures of the existing archery range. The benches, I would like to pull them out and realign them so that they're straight. Then the yardage markers, I would like to pull some of those out and realign them with the target stands and move or bail targets that are already there. And I would like to move some of them over so I can build placement for the new target stands that I'll be putting in. And then I would also like to build a sign that has the names of the previous Eagle Scouts who have worked on this archery range so that people know who has helped improve. And this is a picture of the stand that I plan to build. It is not an exact design of what I will be building, but the roof will only have one side, and there will be a platform for where the block targets, such as that one, will stand, and then the one for the 3D targets will be open, such as that, with no platform in between.
Now, if I understand Eagle Scouts right, it has to be done before you're 18.
Yes.
You're several years ahead of that. What have you done right to be so on track to already be at an Eagle Scout level?
I kept at it with my fellow troop members. There's three of my troop members who we have ranked up together, and we have worked on all our requirements together and have been in scouting since Cub Scouts. And we are all up towards the Life Scout, and we all help each other and really work towards it and not lose focus, because that's how some of our troop members have gotten close to their 18 years but have still gotten their Eagle Scout.
If I remember right, you were in the audience when one of those colleagues was here for his Eagle Scout. You were here in support?
I was not able to be here when he was presenting, but my dad was, and I was helping him along the way with his Eagle Scout. Okay.
When do you think you'd be able to start, and when do you think you'll finish?
I should be able to collect all funds and start building around July this summer, and then I should end the project somewhere around fall of this year.
Terrific.
I would love to move approval of Matthew Hope's Eagle Scout project.
Thank you. And it may be more for John. Is this area something that people have to schedule to use, or is it open at all times to the public, or daylight hours?
It is open at all times to the public. It is just dawn to dusk, so it's not open during the nighttime just for safety reasons. It's not a lit area, but it is open during all lit hours, weekdays and weekends. It gets a lot of use, and now that we moved it from where it was currently up by 165 over on the north side of the park, we do plan on also improving it as part of our paving program this year to put some parking stalls there. So I think the timing really couldn't be better for Matthew to take on this project as an Eagle Scout with the other improvements that will be going on this year. Yeah. We're very excited to have him do it.
Definitely. And then can people use crossbows there and traditional, or is it just limited to traditional?
What was the question?
Crossbows too, or just traditional archery? Or
I believe crossbows are allowed, or compound bows, traditional bows, whatever people have. It gives them the availability to practice or just go and shoot and prep for deer hunting season.
Okay. And then for Matthew, what's inside that yellow jacket? Is that straw, or is what's kind of, how's that made?
I believe it is a hard foam. I'm not exactly sure what's inside of it.
Okay, but it's not air or anything?
No. Okay. And I will not be buying targets to put there. It's just the stand.
That's an example. Got
yeah.
It. Okay. Thank you.
We have a motion to accept and let Matt proceed. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any other questions? Can we take it to a vote then? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Matt. We're looking forward to working with you.
Thank you for having me come today.
Thanks. The other item on our agenda and under new business is to approve schedule and timeline for the park open space plan update.
Madam Chair and fellow park commissioners, this year the our core park open space plan is due to be updated by the end of the year, by December 31st. We need to have it current with the DNR so we're available for grants and funding. And also we need to have it complete so that as development occurs, developers, when they come in to do development, when they do their budgets, when they're trying to see if it's feasible to create some new development, they understand where the parks have to be located. And there's probably in the last probably 10 years with the work of the Park Commission, we've been able to plan and actually construct parks like Village Green Park, Creekside Gardens Park, Ingram Park, Brookside Gardens Park. So we've really been able to do a lot of good with that. And that's all because of having this plan up to speed and current and out there. So we are looking to update the plan. So if the commission approves the schedule that we're looking to have done is this evening, approve the schedule, and then we'll go with our consultant, and he can start compiling baseline data. He can conduct a field analysis to verify what infrastructure we have at each of the parks, the condition of all that infrastructure, if it's a playground equipment, is it safe, is it getting old, is something that we need to update. We'll get some input from the community on the existing parks and then any new parks that are proposed on April 25th. So if the schedule is approved, we'll have it in the Village newsletter, we'll have it on the website, we'll do some press releases, we'll get the word out to everyone that we'll be taking public comments for the park plan on April 25th. Sometime in mid-May, Ayers will have a draft plan for staff review. Hopefully in our June meeting, we can get our first draft back to the Park Commission, make some comments, have a final draft sometime in mid-June. Then it has to go to the Plan Commission, then it goes to the Village Board. I don't have actual dates for the Plan Commission and Village Board because depending on how long it takes to do the different iterations with staff, with the commission, so I really don't want to peg a date. We'll update a date as we get a little bit closer that we're looking to bring it to the Plan Commission on this date, and the Plan Commission may reject it or have some alterations, then it has to go back to the drawing board, make some changes. So it's definitely a work in process, but the main purpose of this meeting this evening was just to identify April 25th as our public information meeting to take comments from the residents on what they like to see, existing parks or any improvements that they like to see on some new parks that we do have area identified in our current plan.
Terrific. And we will, as you said, you will you will publicize and let everyone know that it's the 25th.
Correct.
And will we have anything that we can, maps of where existing parks are?
Yeah. Our consultant will put together the whole charrette for the evening there, so we'll make sure that they have, and what we've typically done in the past is we'll have some map that shows where all the parks are, and then we'll have some different options for each of the parks, and they'll have a red dot if you don't like it, a green dot if you do like it, you put the dot on the map, and then there's other activities, you know, that the consultant will do to kind of get a feel for what the community wants to have in each of the parks.
Terrific. Hopefully everyone can attend that April 25th meeting. Is that objectionable to anyone? We all approve? 25th is it?
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay. Comments from the Park Commission. Anyone have any comments or concerns they want to address? Only thing is, I'd like to thank the audience for being here in attendance. I'm happy to see that you're all involved or interested in what we're going to be doing with the parks, and look forward to working with you. Hope to see you all on the 25th. And I want to thank all the park commissioners here that are with us. And hearing no other comments, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you, everyone.